You've now located a property. You have an idea of how much you can pay for this property, and you've also gotten some tips on how to negotiate. Sharon, what are some of the other tips you might have on how to negotiate a contract?
Well, I think you have to be very careful. Again, I'm going to reiterate the emotional factor. Many people actually meet the seller, and they end up liking them, and they feel guilty if they lowball the offer. Step back. Remember, this is an investment, and it's neutral emotion. You may have just made that seller's day with your lowball offer because they've been waiting for an offer for 6 months. Do not assume anything and try to keep your emotions out of it. Hopefully, your broker will help you do that.
Unfortunately, I often see brokers who work the other side of it. They might say things to you such as, "I don't want to insult the seller." Now, remember, the broker is paid based on a percentage of what the sales price is. And unfortunately, their motives may get clouded in some areas. Remember, this is a business decision, and I keep saying, let your calculator, not your heart, make the decision. So set your price going in. What is your bottom line number? I call it the walkaway price. What is your walkaway price?
And in most states, the broker must present the offer. So if he or she doesn't agree with the value you've established, he still needs to present that to the seller. And many times you'll be surprised that you actually are making that seller's day.